I would like to propose to you to find a posture which is very comfortable. I don't know if you have prepared a mat. Of course, you can stay where you are, sitting where you are. It will be better if you could have an armchair to put you in. However, if you are in a chair, you find a very comfortable posture. Very comfortable. So as not to be in a contract body. Actually, the posture where you feel comfortable. Comfort is a fundamental component of the experience. I personally feel the experience that we are having much more helpful than many words by which you are often overwhelmed. Now, here we are together on a little journey, on the journey of this listening. If you are sitting, let us give ourselves permission to close our eyes, even if we are lying down. This small hat to close in our eyes is quite common in our day when we feel tired, a little fatigue, a little agitated. It may happen to us to close our eyes, to feel how we are. This is a listening that happened that is possible even with eyes open. But eyes closed give us a different perception of the inner and outer world. There is an intensity when there is this listening. There is an intensity. We have talked about how important it is to listen to the other. This capacity to listen to oneself, to listen to oneself in an inhabited body, a recognized body. No longer a tool to be used to obtain, to understand, to do. A body inhabited. Without fear of the intimacies, we can perceive that a part of the body is perhaps a little close. Perhaps there is a part of the body that per brief discovers a little clue, a particle resistant. There, today we are going to make a very brave exploration to allow this little resistance perhaps to subtle restlessness to exist, to be there. Let us give ourselves permission to rest in this listening. We are owning our ability to listen. This is not need for an observe of an observed object. This is rather an intensity. This is a becoming whole again. This listening doesn't exclude anything. It does not exclude even this small resistance, this subtle agitation, this restlessness. It is very natural. It is as we were refining the tools of our exploration. This ability to listen is very courageous. Sometimes we avoid during the day this listening, these intimations with ourselves. So, with patience and also with affections, without fear of being benevolent, to be affectionate in these listenings. Precisely because we tend to use ourselves to understand, to control, to perform better. And now we are giving ourselves for free. These intimates, the word awareness, very beautiful, is a testing together. As if several parts of us, which perhaps were not listening to each other, could now test together, rest together. Awareness. Without the need to understand, without needing to obtain nothing special, without the need to solve, without the need to fix. Let us give ourselves permission to rest in the soft body, open, that release on the heart, that allows itself to be supported by the heart. But let us also dare to rest in those places of the body that breathe. Discover perhaps close or restless until now. Perhaps when it was recognized a little tension, immediately began the attempt to adjust this small tension, this small contraction. We are giving ourselves permission to rest in the rhythm of sensations, both pleasant and unpleasant. We find that we can rest even in the place that cannot yet rest. This small tension, small restlessness we are offering to this small resistance the right to exist. We are rediscovering this capacity of deep listening. Not listening made of thoughts, of judgments, of theories, but is more like to an inclination of the heart, to a non-judgmental attitude. It is courageous. It is patience. It is affectionate. Here is without fear of words, has affection, has benevolence, even if they seems not to fit in scientific language. We are honing this capacity. In some tradition of Zen, of Buddhism, it's called the sixth sense. This listening of hearing which cannot arise from grasping, from trying to understand. It's a feeling that is already there. It's a quality that is already there, to which we are offering all the space, all the freedom to exist. It is as we are remembering together this forgotten listening, this forgotten quality. It was so strong, the word of the mind, of judgment, of processing, of concern, as to suffocate, to dull this sensitivity, is a allowing, is a resting that excludes nothing, just like a sky that no needs to struggle with clouds, with the wind, a sky that has no enemy. Let us give permission to either hand, perhaps to both, to go where they are called, perhaps by a little resistance, or simple there, where the breath is perceived most clearly. Let us remain in this contact for a while. The hand rests where it is called, perhaps simply by the breath, and here we can rest while three breaths happen. The breath that breathes. this listening as something inclusive and is something natural benevolent. It is not listening to achieve something. It is not a contact that wants to eliminate, that want to fix, that want to understand. It is a free listening. It is a staying together, like a friendship without anyone. When we stop wanting to use ourselves, wanting to fix ourselves, wanting to improve ourselves, to achieve, to do, we can discover a great sensitivity, a great wealth. But it is a wealth that is already there. It is an openness that excludes nothing, not ever the small closure, the small contraction, or this restlessness that is so human. For the first time, perhaps, we don't need to eliminate, we don't need to fix, we dare to rest together and taste together awareness.